An extra $54 million on fresh initiatives to tackle homelessness is being welcomed. But those working with the homeless say the lack of housing remains the biggest barrier to solving the problem. New Zealand currently holds the worst homelessness rate in the OECD, and the Auckland Council says just over half of the nation's homeless on the streets are on the streets of Auckland. Yesterday, the Associate Minister of Housing, Chris Faafoi, and Minister of Social Development, Carmel Sepuloni, announced a funding package to help those at risk of becoming homeless to stay in their houses and receive support. Over the next 4 years, $31 million will fund 67 intensive case managers, while a further $16 million will be used for increased social services. Chris Farrelly is the CEO of the Auckland City Mission and joins me now. Morena, Chris.
Morena, Indira. Good morning, listeners.
How much of a difference do you think this funding will make, and what do you make of this extra $54 million?
Yeah, we're heartened with the announcement. Look, homelessness is really, they call it a wicked problem. There's no one cause. There's just no one solution. It's a symptom, actually, of other vexing problems: poverty, access to healthcare, mental health, addiction, trauma, cost of housing, income disparity. So no one single solution. And it's multiple solutions. It's like that game you just spoke about on Saturday night. It wasn't one thing. It was multiple things combined. And I think this is what the thing with housing. Today, what we're seeing is many organisations, NGOs, iwi, government, council, corporates, faith-based, are coming together to actually tackle bits of the problem. And government leadership is critical. This announcement, this is the way I see it, it's another sign of a commitment to end homelessness. In itself, it's not going to make it's not going to change things radically, but it's another sign that we're heading in that direction, and that's why I welcome it.
When you say, you know, the key factors that contribute to homelessness, you know, the mental health issues, drug addictions, you know, poverty issues, affordable housing. So obviously it's a multi-pronged approach. On the ground, yeah. What do those initiatives need to look like for you?
Well, two things. Just there's got to be many, all those areas have to be addressed, right? And I think this announcement, one of the positives about it is that it's going to bring together a lot of those agencies, coordinate for people prior to them becoming homeless. So you address things upstream more than just at the very last minute. I mean, that's a theory. In practice, it's going to mean many of those services will also need more funding and more resourcing. But again, I would emphasise, unless you have houses at the end of the day, the initiatives in their own will not work. And so, of course, this is our biggest issue at the moment. The supply of affordable housing is not there, and that has to be addressed perhaps with most urgency.
Okay, and I mean, when we're talking about the housing crisis, homelessness has been one of the worst impacts, particularly in Auckland. I think the Otago study in 2016, which found 52%, I think more than half of those homeless in the country were in Auckland alone. And so you're really bearing the brunt of that, aren't you?
We are. And again, you've got to look at who is homeless. It frequently are very, very marginalised, very unwell people. So as well as the house, that wraparound service to support people, to enable them to stay in a house and to grow in a house, is critical. And I think this announcement addresses something of that as well. So get a house and then support people.
Chris, I just wanted to quickly ask you as well, because what homelessness looks like has changed in this country over the years. Those who traditionally wouldn't have been at risk years ago now are. I mean, I'm talking about people who are working, who have jobs, that are homeless.
Correct.
And young people who are homeless on the streets.
Yes, it is no one group of people alone. But however, one has to go back to why. Why are people homeless? The cost of housing is just out of reach for many, many of our people. Their trauma has not been addressed, and that has to be addressed.
Right.
So it's a combination of many things at the moment.
Okay. Thanks so much, Chris Fowler. I'm very sorry that that's all we have time for, but really do appreciate your time this morning. That was Chris Farrelly, the CEO of the Auckland City Mission.